On the show today, we have ThinkStack's very own Tim Foley and Amazon Web Services' Alex Hart talking about how AWS has a group dedicated to specifically working with credit unions. How cool is that? And Tim joined us just to share as an example how the AWS ThinkStack partnership works to benefit credit unions as well. Really, really cool stuff here from Alex and Tim, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And this is an episode that I've been dying to do since I found out this really cool factoid about Amazon Web Services. Kind of has a special place in their heart for credit unions, I've discovered. So I can't wait to talk. But before we talk about that, we got to do introductions, all right? So right next to me is Mr. Tim Foley from ThinkStack. You can see by the t-shirt. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me here today.
Oh my gosh, you're very, very welcome. And then right below us is Amazon Web Services' very own Alex Hart. Alex, how's it going, sir?
It's going well, Michael, as I like to tell my team, living the dream in Technicolor. So great
there
to be here.
There you go. I'm going to remember that one. I like that one. So anyway, so let's talk about the topic at hand, gentlemen, here. So Alex, would I call it a credit union division, a department, a consortium, or how do you guys, obviously you guys have a credit union focused group at AWS. So tell me about this. I'm super interested and curious about how this came about and what it is.
Sure, we do. And it's actually part of our nonprofit organizations vertical. And the reason we set this up, quite honestly, is because as we were doing our research, we realized that credit unions are pretty unique, right? You know, a lot of people tend to think of them as a financial services organization, which obviously they are, right? But once you kind of start peeling back the layers of the onion, especially with the research that we were doing, we were realizing that there's significantly more to them, specifically because of the membership focus, the governance structure. So even though they fit in the financial services world, it's a marketplace that quite honestly, I think, and we as an organization feel deserves a little more focus, a little more interest, just because of those nuances.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think a lot of creatives out there are thanking you for that as well. So how exactly does it work? How does the process work? How do you guys work with credit unions? How do you work with vendors, et cetera, et cetera? And we'll get to ThinkStack, how your partnership with ThinkStack as well, right after your response. So Alex, how does the whole thing work?
Sure. So, it starts with dedicated resources. And it's not just one team. We actually have folks that are a part of multiple teams that focus on the credit union space, right? Okay. You know, we've got our account managers who have credit unions as assigned accounts. You know, it's really their job to go and understand what their customer challenges are, right? Try to figure out how our solutions can essentially elevate and accelerate those missions, right? Mm-hmm. We have business development folks. We have strategists, right? Even the team that I lead our nonprofit partner organization. You know, I've got folks on my team that are dedicated to working with partners like ThinkStack that really eat, sleep, and breathe the credit union space. Right. So it's, you know, it goes back to the fact that, you know, focus is what helps create the opportunity and the results.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tim, I'm coming to you now because you guys were the ones who kind of turned me on to this, AWS working with credit unions. And I'm still like, just, I'm pleasantly surprised in the best way possible. So Tim, tell me about because this is kind of an example. You guys are kind of an example of how AWS is working with credit unions and working with a vendor or a supplier. So can you share how this partnership from the ThinkStack perspective?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So, you know, we've been working with innovators in the credit union space for quite a while now, and you know, identified AWS as one of the best in breed platforms, particularly for public cloud. And so we've gone all in on that platform here at ThinkStack. So, you know, we've been working our way through the AWS partner channel, and we're an advanced AWS partner. We hold a NPO competency, one of less than 30 companies globally, actually, that have that specialty, particularly through our work with credit unions in cloud and cybersecurity. And the main thing that we've done here is we built a cloud center of excellence, and we have different pillars for that. So we have a marketing pillar, a technology pillar, a security pillar, and a finance pillar, and a talent pillar. And so what we've done is we've aligned those with resources at AWS. So we work with Alex, you know, on the broader partnership. But then we also work with different team members at AWS in all of those different facets. So, you know, we're making sure that our technology is up to date and we're working with the best technologists at AWS. We're making sure that our team are working through all of the training and everything that AWS have available so we can pass that learning, you know, back onto our clients. We're making sure that we're operationally excellent to AWS's best standards. And then we're also making sure that we're passing, you know, credits and resources and opportunities back into the industry. So, you know, we've really embraced some of the structure that AWS already has, but it has been a great partnership, and there's been some malleability in that. And, you know, we've been able to really design a partnership that works best for us to deliver great technology to the industry. And you know, and then it's a real three-way partnership with innovators in the credit union industry, with us at ThinkStack, you know, and with AWS. So it's been terrific.
That's awesome. And I think for the first time in 10 years, the word malleability has been mentioned on CU Broadcast. So
is it even a word? I don't know. It just came to me.
Learn something new every day. Hey, I want to step back. So how did this start, Tim? How did you guys discover AWS and their work with credit unions, and how did it proceed from there?
Yeah, great question, Mike. So, you know, our CTO has been working with credit unions for over a decade, and working in their technology along with our CEO, you know, Chris. But Zach, in particular, from a technology standpoint, started out in hardware and networking, and you know, working with credit unions more with legacy technology. And so he stayed at the forefront, you know, of cloud technology. And so as AWS and financial institutions were starting to really adopt AWS, you know, Zach was at the forefront of that. And again, working with innovators in the credit union industry to say, hey, look, you know, we want to get offsite and we want to leverage public cloud. And so, you know, we've been doing it for some time now, and transforming credit unions. But it certainly has been a very much a joint endeavor, where there really are some very innovative technologists within the credit union space who challenge us, you know, and say to us, you know, we want to solve this business problem. Right. We want this experience for our members. And I don't believe that my current technology can do that. And so, you know, Zach and our team of technologists at ThinkStack, and with Chris as a visionary and, you know, our group, you know, we have developed this partnership and this practice over the last few years to really, you know, deliver the best in class cloud and security technology that we can. And, you know, then right now, you know, we've just announced that we have CUSO investment, you know, to really hone in on those services and that success that we've seen. So, you know, it kind of all started with understanding the industry, and then, you know, the industry asking us to help them. And then us going to, you know, a vendor and a platform like AWS that we really believe in, and building out from there.
Well, I think you guys and credit unions are going to be better for it. So, and that leads me to my next question, Alex, is like, how do you all determine on who to work with in the credit union space? I mean, do you go directly to some credit unions, or do you just work with just vendors or companies like ThinkStack, or how does that work?
You know, it's actually all of the above. And I think it starts with, you know, one of our, you know, primary principles, right, which is customer obsession. What we try to do is to work back from the customer to understand really where they are and what they need. Mm-hmm. And a couple of things that Tim said really resonate, right? This idea of partnership, right? We have tremendous solutions. We also understand that given the way that we look at the world, right, through the AWS lens, if you will, we may not always see or fully understand some of the things that, you know, a partner like ThinkStack might be able to see in talking to that same customer, right? So to kind of answer the question of, you know, how do we figure out who to work with? Yeah. I mean, I think it really starts with, you know, what level of investment, what level of partnership is the partner themselves mm-hmm. have within the space. Now, I look at somebody like ThinkStack, who, you know, we consider a strategic partner in the space, right? The fact that they've made the investments in understanding credit unions, not only from a technology perspective, but more importantly, from a business outcome perspective, mm-hmm. is huge for us, right? Because at the end of the day, technology only goes so far, right? If the idea here is to help, you know, improve and accelerate and create just an amazing membership experience, right? That speaks past technology. So what we try to do is actively seek out partners who understand that piece of the equation. Gotcha. And then work backwards to the technology that helps solve that particular business outcome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as I said, yes, we have some relationships that are direct with these credit unions. We have a lot more relationships that are with and through our partners like ThinkStack, because not only do they help us create leverage and scale, what they also do is help us really understand the full holistic perspective that the customer is coming to the problem with.
Yeah. Yeah. This just came out of my head, but how long have you guys been doing this? I mean, is this something fairly recent, or has it been going on for like a decade or 5 years or something? How long has this been going on?
So we've been working with credit unions, you know, for quite a while. I think the point where we said to ourselves, this is a market that really requires focus. It's something that started about 24 months ago.
Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. Hey, and Tim, so having said that, what has been your experience working with the crew at AWS in a credit union focused fashion here? Because I think you alluded to it a little bit in your previous response, but just to expand on it a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great and very collaborative. And we're really starting to get into some interesting things. You know, Alex mentioned there, you know, solving business problems and working, you know, backwards from the client. And something that we're really focusing on now is really starting with the community. And I just spent the last 2 weeks, you know, working with AWS and Celine actually on a grant application to provide some pools of resources from AWS to really support smaller credit unions in underserved communities, you know. So there are some things like that that are going on that we're not doing with other technology vendors. You know, we have a number of technologies, you know, in cybersecurity and cloud that we resell, but to actually have the level of partnership and the deep commitment to an industry that both AWS have given to credit unions and that we do too, you know, to be at a point where we're really working collaboratively to design ways to really impact communities and deliver technology to underserved communities, to reduce technical debt to underserved communities, to help reduce the technical debt that, you know, smaller credit unions find themselves in, you know, particularly. So that was a lot of fun over the last few weeks, you know, working towards that grant. But, you know, more broadly, it really is just a commitment to making this industry stronger, helping the industry thrive, making the industry relevant and competitive. And, you know, through our experience in the industry over the years we've worked with them and the constantly evolving, improving platform that AWS deliver, you know, we're bringing all that together. And again, I can't overemphasize enough the innovators in the industry who are changing the industry too. You know, the credit unions that we work with, the CEOs, CIOs, the technology leaders who are asking us at AWS to take them where they want to go. And so collectively, it's been great.
Yeah, it's exciting. And speaking of, I'm glad you mentioned small credit unions, because I just had CUNA's Tom Sakash on yesterday talking about their small credit union initiatives and stuff. And this is something that would be right up their alley, because they're always looking for something new and something great. This would be right up their alley. So just planting that seed there, Alex. So...
Great seat. I made a mental note, so I think Tim and I will chat after.
Yeah. So yeah, good people there. So anyway, hey, and last question for you, Alex. What is your goal? What do you guys want to achieve here for credit unions in providing the technology services that you guys have?
You know, this is going to sound a little hokey, right? But I think our perspective is fairly simple, right? It's serving those who serve, right? And in this case, you know, we see credit unions as playing a very, very important part in our financial fabric. Now, you know, full disclosure, I'm a credit union member myself. I've been one for 40 plus years. Oh, wow. So, you know, I've been on the other side of that, and I've managed to live all over the world and still, you know, engage with my particular credit union through the process. So I see the goodness that these types of institutions bring to the table, right? Whether it's the first car, the first house, whatever the case may be. And really what we want to try to be able to do is to use the technologies that we can bring to the table and the solutions that we bring to the table to really elevate that member experience, right? You know, we're at a part now, what we're seeing is, you know, old fogies like me who, you know, used to use the phone and used to walk into a branch, right? As compared to my children who, you know, live on their digital devices, right? How do we make sure that you know, credit unions can deal with both sets of memberships and constituencies just as well, right? You know, how can they make sure that they can derive the kind of insights that they need from their membership to not only provide better services, but to help grow the types of offerings that they provide that membership, right? So at the end of the day, it's not a goal specific to credit unions. You could say it's really a goal to all of our customers, which is really to help them what they do better, faster, more securely, so they can serve their customers better.
Yeah, indeed. And then having you as a credit union member, Alex, that's the cherry on top of this story. So thank you for that. Really cool stuff. Hey, guys, anything else here to wrap up? Tim, I'll let you go first just to kind of wrap up here, because I know you guys have jobs to do, so we want to monopolize your time. But any final thoughts here?
No, just thank you for having us on. And, you know, I think we had a roundtable with AWS recently, and there were about 25 innovators from the credit union industry there. And the resounding message from that, both from them, you know, and from us, is that, you know, there's still more education needed around cloud and cybersecurity. And, you know, we're hosting events, you know, with them and telling our customer stories. We're partnering with AWS on that. So, you know, keep an eye out for all the cool things happening that we're doing, because the education is really the key to help the industry understand the technology that's available to them. And we're happy to collaborate with you, Mike, today, and then with AWS on that. So thank you.
Oh yeah, more than happy to. Yeah, and these are the things that keep credit unions relevant. You know, it's partnerships like this and implementing the technologies that you guys have to offer that keeps them relevant, keeps them top of mind, and keeps them competitive. And that's kind of the goal here. So we appreciate you guys being on the show. Alex, did you have anything else to add here before we wrap up?
No, again, thanks for having us on. And, you know, I'll leave you with one thought. Cloud is good.
It is good.
Okay. And cloud is allowed.
Cloud is allowed. That's right.
All right, guys. Your board.
That was awesome. Awesome. So thank you very much. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work. And maybe we'll have you back on again, see how things are going. It'd be a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys. Cheers. Thanks, Mike. Pleasure as always. Thank you.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.